This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. You know, few airplanes have been in serial production for more than 50 years, but the Lake line of amphibians has been. Now that historic aircraft is up for sale and Armin Rivard has been building it for the last 35 years, how come you're selling, Armin?
Well, after 35 years at the tiller here, I'm now in my mid-70s, I've decided it's time to go fishing.
Okay, well, it's not like there's no demand for the airplane. You've had a lot of interest in it, haven't you?
Well, as a matter of fact, there's probably more demand now than there ever has been. I think the introduction of the Seawolf has strengthened the market dramatically globally. And we've really never marketed the airplane globally, but the Seawolf has found its way into that market. And you know, I'm just not prepared at my age to meet the demand for that market. I think it's time for some new blood and let someone else grow the company into a global company. I'll come in from my fishing once in a while and give them a hand if they need it, but at my age, I don't think I'm prepared to take it globally.
Okay, well, I think everybody's familiar with the Renegade and the Buccaneer, but what is the Seawolf?
Well, we had the Buccaneer available to us up through the mid-80s, and then we certified the larger airplane, which we called the Renegade, and we did that under Part 23, and we have two versions of the Renegade, the normally aspirated and the turbocharged. And then we decided that we had an opportunity to develop a new product line, an extension of the Renegade. And it really is a ruggedized and equipped airplane with the capability of handling a wide range of special airborne equipment. Specifically, the airframe has been designed to handle more weight, and it carries four underwing hardpoints, standard NATO hardpoints, which allows the airplane to carry underwing stores. It was an enhancement that would facilitate the carriage of jettisonable external stores for search and rescue. It can be used and makes a tremendous platform for border patrol. It's just a different airplane. It is without peer. It just is an amazing machine. And I think, importantly, we've kept it priced so that it can be purchased by pretty much any country in the world. And it's an off-the-shelf airplane, which, of course, governments are looking for today to keep the acquisition costs down.
Okay, well, the Lakes are the only certified single-engine amphibs on the market today, right?
And they have been the only certified version of a single-engine amphibian for as long as I've had it.
Rivard says he's already had some inquiries, and he's looking for a buyer to take over the whole operation, not just a licensing agreement. There's more information available at lakeamphib.com. This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.